The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights still have a shot at finishing the season with 100 points. It took care of business last night, beating the Chicago Blackhawks 3-1 at T-Mobile Arena. They have one game remaining in the regular season now, and a win over Anaheim tomorrow night at the Fortress would give them 100 points for the third time in their first 7 years. Also match them up with Edmonton in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs that get underway this weekend. The Las Vegas Aviators opened a six-game series against the Tacoma Rainiers that they'd just as soon forget about. The Oakland A's AAA affiliate looked more like the former Oakland Raiders, losing 14-0 in Summerlin last night. They'll try to shake it off tonight when they invite the Dogs in for Bark on the Berm at Las Vegas Ballpark.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Started off good, but it's all coming apart here. We've got accidents on every freeway right now. I reported one in going into the Northwest Valley on U.S. 95 northbound before Jones. Also downtown 95 northbound Las Vegas Boulevard. Through the resort corridor, I-15 northbound before Flamingo. Still working one in Henderson on the Beltway. Westbound 215 at Valley Verde. And Summerlin Parkway eastbound before Buffalo. It'll be a warm day today. We're expecting afternoon temperatures to possibly reach the 90-degree mark under clear sunny skies and light breezes. Holding at 62 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Bucks further down the street with the people way down low. No sound but the sound of speech.
This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I had a chance to visit earlier with Sam Peters, the former Republican nominee for Congress in CD4. He ran twice in that district. And I asked him, what do you make of what we've seen so far in the trial of Donald J. Trump?
Obviously, it's a continuation of the years-long, multiple year-long witch hunt, in my opinion. This Alvin Bragg, brought these charges last year, has been compiling his case, and now Donald Trump's facing 34 felony counts, which on their own, under New York law, are all misdemeanors. But if you, according to the law, and I'm not an attorney, but, in the research that I've done, if the offenses are used to cover up other crimes, then they rise to the occasion of being felonies, which is what they're claiming. You know, he's facing 4 years per offense, you know, $5,000 fine per. It's sad. And the offenses are, you know, they're calling it the hush money trial, but the money that they're referring to, hush money in this case, is not a crime. They're referring to, you know, him accounting for the money spent in a you know, miscategorizing it in his you know, accounting journal, basically, which, you know, his defense attorneys are saying that, you know, when he pays his personal attorney from his personal bank account, there's no crime that occurs, which, you know, seems to be the crux of it on their side. So, you know, we're going to see what this thing looks like. It's sad that we've got the former president of the United States forced to sit in the courtroom for this trial. But that's the law, and this is the process. It's going to give us a refreshing look, sadly, as backwards as that all sounds, a refreshing look on what the justice system and process looks like, and give us an opportunity to have an idea of what it's supposed to look like and what our thoughts are as Americans on where it should go. So everybody's watching it. I'm watching it as well. Obviously, it's interesting to see the jury selection process unfold. The number of jurors that have been dismissed, now some of them are going on prime time to tell their stories. It's all a little bit Hollywood and obviously very interesting. And, you know, to your original question, the effect it has on Donald Trump and his campaign, every time the Democrats think they're doing something negative to Donald Trump, he turns it into a positive, and it's absolutely fascinating. So we're going to continue seeing where this goes.
Juan Merchan is the judge involved. He has slapped a gag order on Donald J. Trump. If there ever was any defendant that didn't need a gag order, it would be Donald J. Trump. I mean, Donald J. Trump is not just tiptoeing towards the line. He is jumping across the line. Do you think he'll end up in jail? Do you think he'll end up fined $3,000?
I think at some point he will probably be held in contempt of court. And it's not, in my opinion, that he will be in contempt of court. I think there is a very distinct power struggle going on right now in that courtroom between the judge and the former president of the United States. Look, you have the chief executive. There's, you know, 46 presidents in the history of our country. One of them is sitting in front of you, and you're the guy that's in charge of this courtroom. He's probably in a spot where he has to make sure that he holds control of that court. Controlling Donald Trump is not an easy task. And look, Donald Trump has rights under the Constitution. He has a First Amendment right. A gag order on a former president. Now he's forced to sit in this courtroom and listen to these things. I think whether he's in contempt actually or not, I think this judge will exercise his rights as the judge and the ruler of that courtroom. I think he'll wield them with plenty of force.
A lot going on outside of the Trump trial. We're still asking the question: is Mike Johnson going to survive this?
I think he will. I don't think he's going anywhere. And it would be, frankly, at this point, look, I'm of mind with those who are upset with Mike Johnson that, you know, he's promised some things that he maybe hasn't delivered. You know, he was backing off for a bit there of the Mayorkas impeachment and not pushing it forward. Now that it has been pushed forward, so they're exerting some pressure on him. But I'm gonna break from those Freedom Caucus folks for just a moment and you know, encourage them. I would encourage them to tone it down just a touch, only because our Republican majority has been, at the end of the last election, it was not where it was supposed to be to begin with. I think we had a five-vote majority, and it's been decreased. Now we've got Ken Buck resigning. We've got Kevin McCarthy, of course, was ousted, and he's resigned. This majority that we have, it has got to last us until at least November, January of this this coming election cycle, where we have to build on that.
There you have it, Sam Peters, good guy. Now a resident of Aiken, South Carolina. Coming up tomorrow on the program, Dan Schwartz. He's running for Congress in CD3. We got all kinds of stuff that's going to be. We're going to talk about the Baltimore Bridge rebuild and a whole lot more. We'll tee it up at 6:05. I hope you'll join us. It's always fun. The early risers that join us on this program. Until we join you tomorrow at 6:05, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next.
Has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Does anyone out there love paying taxes? Anyone? Me neither. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where right now we're having an instant tax savings event. And while we can't technically pay your sales tax for you, we can give you a discount equal to what your sales tax would be. Pretty cool, huh? Taxes smaxes. Who's with me? Best service, best selection, best price. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump trial jurors. Speaker out. No cuts this year. But one speaker cut from graduation. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, right now, seven jurors have been chosen for the New York Trump trial. There ultimately will be 12 with six alternates. Juror one, the foreperson, is originally from Ireland. Juror two is a nurse. Juror three, a corporate lawyer, not married, no children. Juror four said he finds Trump fascinating and mysterious, but did not indicate any strong feelings about his politics. Juror number five, English teacher at a charter school, said they avoid political conversations and was not aware that Trump was facing other criminal cases. Juror six, not married, no children, lives with three roommates in Chelsea. And juror number seven, married with two kids, living on the Upper East Side. All the potential jurors were asked where they get their news. They all said the New York Times, and not one of them that we know of said any conservative news outlet. Of course, that's why they asked that question, to try to weed out any potential Trump supporters. The most important thing to know about this trial is the judge donated money to the Biden campaign back in 2020 and also donated money to a group called the Progressive Turnout Project, and best of all, gave money to a group called Stop Republicans. And this is the man presiding over the court case about the Republican. Problems in the House. Marjorie Taylor Greene told Breitbart News that she is prepared to force the House Speaker Mike Johnson out of his position if he does not willingly resign. She said his speakership is not safe. As a matter of fact, it's over. He's just the only one who hasn't acknowledged it yet. The straw that broke the camel's back is $48 billion for Ukraine, $14 billion for Israel, and nothing in his latest spending bills for the border. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said it's unlikely that the Fed will cut rates this year. Said recent data has clearly not given us greater confidence that inflation is coming under control. He said if higher inflation does persist, we can maintain the current level of interest rates for as long as needed. Back on March 7th, he told a Senate committee that the Fed was not far from gaining the confidence it needed to cut rates. But inflation has gotten worse, and now we're far away again. USC, University of Southern California, canceled the speech of the valedictorian this year. She's a Muslim. This is going to be a whole thing. Get ready for it. They said they canceled it out of safety concerns for her, without any evidence as to what those concerns are. Jewish groups on campus spoke out against her anti-Semitic posts online. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly, he has your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, 2 days ago, President Biden met with the leader of Iraq in the White House. He, the president of the United States, had to read notes after the meeting. He couldn't, off the cuff, tell the public what was discussed. So America's leader now is incapable of speaking about events unfolding right before his eyes. It's embarrassing. So we return to the question of how any responsible citizen could vote for a man as diminished as Joe Biden. This is a national security situation, is it not? On my recent trip to Europe, I heard very little about the president. In fact, I saw nothing about Joe Biden. Over there, he is inconsequential. But here in the States, he's doing grave damage. This is obvious to any thinking person not poisoned by leftist ideology. Yes, the progressive movement loves Joe Biden. He does everything the far left wants. Soon he may even turn on Israel, the only issue where he hasn't surrendered to the liberal extremists. The truth is, the USA is facing threats all over the place. And President Biden is a major part of that. He is not a problem solver. He is a problem maker. Do Democrats care at all? Some do. Most don't. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Nathan Sinander, Milburn, Florida. Bill Biden's immigration policy can only be considered a blunder. Remember, we did the three worst presidential blunders last night. If you missed it and you're a premium member, concierge member, you can get it anytime. Okay. I think we have it on BillO'Reilly.com, but we did the three worst. That's what Nathan is referring to. Biden's immigration policy can only be considered a blunder if it was designed for the purpose that backfired. In this case, it is not a blunder because it is accomplishing exactly what Biden's handlers want, to dilute the American population with new Democratic voters from foreign countries. No. Okay. We are talking about adverse effects on America, not politics. Okay? Yeah, you might be right. That's the reason, but it had anything to do with a blunder. Opening the southern border hurts America in a drastic way. And that's why it's one of the three. Danley Gudamamos, Wachuga City, Arizona. I know I blew the city, okay? Wachuga City, there we go, Arizona. Bill, as someone whose family migrated here from Central America, it frightens me. See millions of people entering the country unvetted. We live in an era of such division and hatred, hatred for the U.S., as you see it in recent protests. I'm afraid it's a matter of time before we get a terror attack. I do not speculate on that. If there is a terror attack tied back to the southern border, that will change politics in this country. That's all I can say. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
The O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 55 years ago today, a Jerusalem-born Palestinian was found guilty of first-degree murder. His victim, the potential president of the United States. Here is the story behind the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. Young Robert was relatively unknown when he was picked by his older brother John to serve as attorney general. Bobby Kennedy was just 35. After the murder of JFK in Dallas, Bobby remained in politics. He was soon elected a senator from New York State. In 1968, he announced his candidacy for president. Enter Siron Siron. The Palestinian Christian obtained Jordanian citizenship, which allowed him to move to California in the 1950s. He was an outspoken critic of Israel. Siron directed his rage at Bobby Kennedy, who backed the Jewish state. On June 5, 1968, Kennedy won California's Democratic primary. He gave a brief speech at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, then exited through the kitchen. There waiting for him was Siron Siron, who fired a .22 caliber revolver, striking Bobby and five other people. Kennedy died the next day. He was 42 years old. On April 17, 1969, a jury found the Palestinian guilty of murder. 1 week later, he was sentenced to death. His execution commuted to life when California abolished capital punishment. Like the assassination of his brother, JFK, conspiracy theories rose up surrounding Bobby's death. One believer of those theories is Kennedy's son and current presidential candidate, RFK Jr. 2018, RFK Jr. traveled to California, met with Siron. According to Bobby, the CIA was involved in the assassination of his uncle, President Kennedy. Also, despite overwhelming evidence, RFK Jr. says the wrong person was convicted of killing his father. Well, the evidence, as I said, is overwhelming, and Siron remains in prison. Back after this. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.